Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to National Bugle Radio. I'm your host, Patrick Slattery. I'm hearing a little bit of background noise. That might be from me. What is going on here? Okay, I'm going to close all of these tabs. This is what happens sometimes. I'm prepping for the show, open up a bunch of articles, and you never know. Sometimes some of these articles talk back to you. I think I'm getting at CNN. Wouldn't you know it's a CNN article? Don't you just hate CNN, I swear. Well, we will be taking calls today. That number is 800-313-9443. And wouldn't you know it, we're going to talk about we'll talk about whatever's on your mind, but I know what's going to be on a lot of people's mind is the Las Vegas incident, the Las Vegas tragedy. We had a call on the show I'm on in the morning. Last caller called in and said, why do people in this movement always jump to conclusions, always think that everything is a false flag? Can't you just accept that there was some guy with a lot of gambling debts who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory? And, you know, on the surface, that seems plausible. And I think I mentioned yesterday, I tend to be rather reluctant to jump to conclusions about false flags or anything like that. And we're right at the beginning of this tragedy. Very little has really come out. I mean, I don't think we can make conclusions yet, but just we didn't have a chance to address that caller. The show was almost over, but why would people in our movement, why would we be so willing to accept these kind of narratives of foul play, of false flags? And I thought about it over the past few hours, and this is, I think, the reason why we are more likely than your average person to be willing to consider such explanations. We are people who have woken up to the fact that our government has been dominated, hijacked by a small elite that is hostile to the interests of the greater population. Not everybody frames it exactly the same way. Who is that small hostile elite? I tend to look at it as an elite that is centered around and dominated by organized and not so organized Jewish elite. It's not as if only Jews are in the elite, but that's the way I look at it. Other people are going to use different phrases. You know, we'll talk about globalists or what is it? The New World Order, or, you know, they'll have other words which refer more or less, sometimes less, to the same phenomenon, to the same thing. If you think that there is, if you believe, as I believe, that the levers of our society, the levers of power of our society, have come into the hands, to a large extent, of an elite that's hostile to the interests of the majority. And the majority could be framed in also a variety of ways. You could be talking about the white Christian traditional ethnic majority of our country, although the interests of this elite may also be very hostile to the best interests of other segments of society. But if you're going to accept that, then the notion that they might go outside constitutional means in order to pursue their favorite policies is something that's entirely plausible. Now, for a lot of people, the big wake-up call was 9/11. I for me, 9/11 wasn't as big of a deal, and that's partly because my political background really goes back to the Vietnam War, to the anti-Vietnam War protests. And for people who were protesting against the Vietnam War, we thought that the government was pursuing an agenda that certainly wasn't in the people's interest. It wasn't in the interest of the men getting sent over to die or to kill. And there was a certain awareness. Now, information didn't spread nearly as fast in the 60s and 70s as it does now. There was no internet. The access to information was much more controlled. Either you watched TV or you had to go down to the library and research things. But there was a general idea among many people that Johnson had lied our way into the Vietnam War using this Gulf of Tonkin incident, which was, if not a false flag, it was kind of a false narrative, and so lying our way into the war. So for people who had that background when 9/11 came along, the fact that, well, if 9/11 might have been engineered in order to be a pretext for launching wars, in order to be a pretext for clamping down on civil liberties, well, that it would have been big, but it wouldn't have been unprecedented from our point of view. I think from a lot of people's point of view. And oh, we have Father Francis on with us. I'm just going to finish this sentence. From people who, for instance, had served in the military in the 80s and 90s and you know, had joined the military because of a feeling of patriotism, 9/11 created a massive sense of betrayal among those people. And so the 9/11 truther movement came not from people who already thought that the government was acting against our interests, but for people who felt particularly betrayed. They had maybe been in the military, they had felt patriotic, and then felt betrayed. But either way, here we are in the current year, 2017, and whether you came from this path or the other path, I think there's a lot of people in our movement who don't think that the government is controlled by people who have our best interests at heart, and that's why we are more ready than other people to consider alternative explanations. Father Francis, thank you for calling into the show.
Hey, it's great to hear. Now we have White Nationalist Radio from 9 to 2 every day. Also, we have White Nationalist News 9 to 11, I believe it is, with Farron on RBN. And Farron had asked me to call in Sunday with a report on the Crossville rally, and I missed it because I thought I was in the Eastern time zone when I was in the Central time zone. Mm-hmm. But I was on a different show. So the one that Farron asked me to call in on, I missed that one, but I can do that next Sunday. But, yeah, there's so much going on in the news, and this is a way that we can expand our listenership. People can jump from Stormfront Radio and Dr. Duke's radio on Rents Radio and then go over to RBN and get on your show. This is great. Well, it's great news.
And yesterday when you mentioned on Stormfront Radio, when you were talking about RBN and saying, you know, that RBN and Rents, we have – you know, very similar agendas. And I think what you were trying to point out is that they're not so much competitors as collaborators in a lot of ways. I didn't announce that I was starting this show on the Rents Radio Network. I didn't announce it yesterday. Partly I just didn't want to jinx things. But, you know, of course, they do broadcast the same hours and while have similar audiences. You know, they're, for either network, the pathway to growth isn't really cannibalizing each other's listeners. It's expanding. What we want to do is expand into the mainstream media audience. That's really what we want to do. So I was careful on Rents not to seem to be advertising for RBN, and while I'm on RBN, I don't want to seem to be advertising for rents. But what we do have this show. We're both on Stormfront Radio, hosted by Don Black in the mornings. And you remember that last call we got today from the caller. I was addressing his question on this show because we had ran out of time on the last show. But he was asking, why do people in our movement want to jump to these conclusions? And you just heard my theory, my explanation for it. Do you think what I said is right? Do you have other ideas about it?
I don't recall that one caller. You know, mm-hmm. I was hoping we could get on for the second hour, but it was already past that, so I was more or less concentrated on that, you know. But, you know, we're not... I used to be a motorcycle dealer in New Jersey, and, you know, a lot of motorcycle dealers around, from Village Cycle in New York City to other motorcycle shops in New Jersey proper and New York State. And we had regular meetings between the dealerships, and, yeah, we were competitors. We were all looking to sell our motorcycles. But there were certain things we could agree on. We were all working like 6 days a week. We got together and we decided, why don't we close on Monday? If everybody closes on Monday, then we each get 2 days off, and the customers will still be the same customers. We won't be running over here or there, running around. And we all made the agreement, and to this day, it's still the order of the day in the New York metropolitan area. I'm pretty sure at least the dealership I used to own is closed on Monday. Obviously, I don't shop there anymore. I'm in Tennessee. But those are the kind of collaborations that we can put forward. There's a lot of shows on rents that, you know, I'm not particularly interested in. I'm more of a white nationalist center guy, not taking away anything from the people on Rents Radio for those shows. But I just as soon go from Dr. Duke's show to your show at this point in time, because you never know when things are going to happen. We had no live broadcast from Crossville except for RBN. That's why we chose it, and I've been on Farron's show several times in the past, and I'll continue to do that. It just broadens our ability to report the news.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. Well, we are getting some other callers, but would you like to fill in our listeners on Crossville, this meeting that took place last Saturday, I believe.
Well, you know, I don't want to get in the way of the other callers either, but, you know, I printed the story from the Knoxville News Sentinel, and the lies, I can't believe it. The first lie is in the headline, white supremacist gathering. We're not white supremacist people. Then another one, the annual event got off to a rocky start. No, it didn't. Some libtards, this guy Chris Irwin, went to the Beef and Barrel, I think was the name of the original Friday night place to meet, and intimidated the owner probably. If you let these people come in here, we're going to, you know, burn the building down, kill all your workers' families, burn their houses down. That's typical Antifa behavior. And so what do we do? I mean, Tom Pierce summed it up somewhere down in the story. He says, what's the big deal? There's hundreds of restaurants. We just went to a different restaurant. Mm-hmm. Keep following us around. Waste your time. It was really easy just to switch to a different restaurant. It was actually closer to where I stayed, so it made it easier. Oh, let's continue on with some of the other lies here. Confusion continued Saturday morning. No, it didn't. We realized that the Antifa might be going on to the announced place, but we were kind of on the edge. We really didn't think we had enough room in the place that we were originally planned to do it. So we transferred to a larger place, and a good thing we did, because we really would have been packed in like sardines at the first venue, and the second venue was really, really nice. It was an excellent meeting. I mean, we switched from the normal meeting where people get up and tell what's going on. They're informative meetings. This one was an organizational activism-oriented meeting where we started to put together plans of how we're going to actually attack the people that have taken our rights back, mm-hmm. so we can get our rights back.
Okay. Hey, would you mind sticking around while I take some other calls?
Go ahead. I'll stay right with you.
And before I go to the calls, I'm going to nationalbugle.com and looking at some of the headlines. I just want to get to a couple headlines before we go to the calls. We have one headline. This is from The Independent, the British newspaper. Las Vegas shooting. Woman told crowd, "You're all going to effing die before the attack starts."
Yeah.
Can you hear this audio? Oh, well, forget the audio.
I can hear you, and I heard the same report. So there was obviously more than one person involved.
Well, either that or there was some crazy lady with extrasensory perception. I don't know. And one more headline before we go to the calls. This is very predictable. This is from CNN. Gun control state of play. Strong words, little action in Congress. So it's that is predictable. All right, let us go to Alan from South Carolina. Alan, welcome to Stormfront. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, thank
welcome
you, Dr.
to the National
Bradley,
Google
like
Radio.
Father Francis,
oh, my God.
I, too, followed you over here.
Yes. And what do you have for us today, Alan, this afternoon?
Well, this morning, as you said, we ran out of time. But I've had through exactly the same conclusion about our last caller, not to throw any dirt on any of our own people who are, you know, are not to stick together. But I think the key here, something I said last night to our friend James Keltzer on the same network, is blame. Who are we going to blame? What are we going to blame? They started out blaming the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. First Amendment by saying, if you hear anything, say anything. And, of course, we obviously what the Second Amendment hysteria is all about. But is it amazing all the mystery that we're into here? Nobody seems to know anything about anything, you know, except this guy was a real estate developer, got a pilot's license, a couple of airplanes, was an accountant, and knew a bunch of stuff, and the names of his fathers and brothers and so forth, which I won't go back through again. But all that mystery sort of hides the blame, doesn't it? And I say that, but logically, if you can remember back to the Dylann Roof affair, they didn't have any trouble figuring out who to blame in that. They had already prepared video footage of young Mr. Roof holding small Confederate flags, and so they blamed his family and us immediately. No mysteries. But now, I think you opened a can of worms this morning.
Did I?
Over on Don Black's show.
How so?
By opening this discussion, you know, it's only been about 24 hours and our heads are just beginning to clear from all the hysteria and propaganda coming from people like Tom Brokaw et al. But in response to the gentleman who might have criticized our so-called conspiracy theories, let me just engage in a little 1-2-3 logical and rational discussion. One. If there was only one shooter, two guns would have been sufficient. And, you know, what would have been in case he had a jam or a lockage or a blockage, as we would call it in the military, or one of them overheated. He might have needed two guns, not a dozen or more. I've heard various
quantities. Are going to the break. Our break is just starting. So, Alan, could you just stay on the line and you can continue after the break?
Do that.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, we are back. We are back. North Korea might be a crazy country, but they've got some good radio music. None of that Snoop Diggity Dog on Radio Pyongyang, I'll tell you that much. And just following up from that last commercial, RBN is doing so much. That, you know, they've got the internet, they've got the social media, they've got the radio shows, and you really ought to go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on the donate button and help keep this going, help keep this growing. Okay, Father Francis, I think we might have lost Alan. He dropped off the line. Maybe he'll call back, but we do have Jimmy from Texas. Jimmy, welcome to National Bugle Radio.
How's it going, guys? Hey,
great.
It's good to hear that John got another good host on the network. I was assuming that he was probably going to give you a spot after you filled in for Farron all those weeks that was going on. Those were pretty good shows that you did for Farron. But anyway, getting back to the topic at hand, the conspiracy theories. You know, this is just something that happens every time there's any kind of national event that involves violence or anything like that. All of a sudden, the conspirators come out of the woodwork, and I'm convinced that that a lot of this stuff is just planted to make us look bad. These are people who are pissing in the pool and coming up with crazy conspiracy theories just to make us look stupid. This guy, I mean, the Occam's razor theory is usually the obvious way to go. Whatever the most obvious answer is probably the solution to the problem. This guy was probably just a lefty. The reason he targeted a country western concert is because he knew that there was going to be a bunch of right-wing patriot types there, and he could take out a whole bunch of them at once. He was probably totally pissed off about Trump and decided to take out his anger there.
Mm-hmm. And that I suppose is plausible. I mean, this only happened 36 hours ago, so we're still kind of sifting through things. But that what you just said, the motivation part of it, I mean, the actual execution part of it, that might be fitting in with the mainstream narrative of a lone gunman. But we haven't really been hearing that motive from the mainstream media, have we? That it was
no,
that,
obviously, because I mean, the targets are the obvious answer. What was his motivation? Well, just all you need to do is look at the targets.
I mean, what is more implicitly white than a country music festival, besides perhaps a NASCAR event?
I asked myself the same question yesterday. Other than a heavy metal concert, would probably be just about as white as a country show. Probably nothing else.
Yeah, but of course, a country show is even better, because a heavy metal show, you might have a lot of Antifa types there, right? They might
sure.
be anti-white whites at the heavy metal show,
right.
Depending on the band. But
I just talk about whiteness.
Yeah, country music, that is whiteness. That is mayonnaise and cream cheese and all of that. It's white. But, okay, here's a question. Because, you know, there's been a lot of questions raised. Weren't two separate rooms used? Weren't there shooting from at least two different rooms?
I think that's also easy to explain away. Lots of hotel rooms have adjoining doors. You buy two rooms that are connected to each other. They give you the key that'll open up the door between them, and you can just go back and forth. So if he's got one room on one wall, and then another room that's on the corner, all he has to do is walk through the door. It's a short distance. He's already got another gun set up in there. He had how many guns? It's really not that big of a deal.
Where are
the
adjoining rooms?
I'm guessing. I mean, if you looked at if you counted the windows from the pictures that we saw of Mandalay Bay, I mean, the windows are probably only about six or so apart. I'm sure. Yeah, he had suites. These were big rooms.
Okay, I've said it several times, I'm not jumping to any conclusions. I don't know what happened yet. It's going to take a while. And you know, one of my concerns is, just like with 9/11, just like with the Kennedy assassination, maybe there will never even be a consensus on what happens, which is not a good thing. And
in today's day and age, with our technology, that shouldn't be an issue now. I just get, and it's not even the little minutia that really bothers me. It's the people that come out of the woodwork that start saying that this is a false flag, nobody died, that was fake blood, these are crisis actors. I'm so sick of hearing that BS.
The crisis actor stuff gets a little bit tiresome for me as well.
Makes us all look bad. Everybody donate to John and help out RBN for the good shows like National Bugle.
Thank you. Hey, Jimmy, please call back again.
See ya.
Okay, and we will be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Radio. Your host, Patrick Slattery, and today we have Father Francis with us. Father Francis, you're still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. You know, the last call was very interesting, and we came up on the break. I didn't have a chance to ask. I didn't think to ask, but, you know, I'm still kind of working this through, and he raised the you know, the possibility or the probability that this was a purposeful anti-white attack. Now, and it could have been, perhaps it could have been carried out by a lone gunman. I am not the forensic expert to settle that issue. Here's a thought, and if Jimmy wants to call back and comment on it, he's free to. What if you had not just the one gunman, but you had a small... we could call it a small conspiracy, a few people. And he was involved in it and wound up just being the patsy. They kill him at the end and they run off. I'm just throwing it out there. What do you think of that?
They could have kidnapped the guy and put him in the room and done the shooting and shot him dead and then left. A lot of it's going to depend on the where he was shot. Did he shoot himself with a rifle? Did he shoot himself? Like, Vince Foster is a perfect example. Mm-hmm. And I know Mike Rivero does a radio show on the same network. He may be coming on right after you. I think he is on RBN again. And the thing that triggered him into being an activist and setting up his website, whatreallyhappened.com, and his radio show was the Vince Foster thing. It's clear from the evidence at the scene of Foster's alleged suicide that he wasn't killed there. He was killed somewhere else, and they put him there. There was no blood. You shoot yourself in the head, there's going to be blood everywhere. But there was no blood.
So that's, you know, that's so, all. Go right ahead.
The Kennedy assassination was clearly not the way it was presented to us. 9/11 is clearly not the way it was presented to us. The evidence doesn't support any of the official narrative, let's say. So there's all kinds of possibilities, but it, just like the kid Fields up there in Charlottesville, he originally hit this woman, trapped her between two cars, basically, and then they show a picture of her from like 10 years ago.
Right.
She was an attractive, slim woman, and then when you find out the current picture at the scene, she was grossly obese, with a pack of cigarettes in her hand, and she died of a heart attack.
And her mother came out the next day on NBC News saying that she died of a heart attack, and then came out on Ellen DeGeneres a day later saying that the last conversation she had with her daughter said that she had just gotten a life insurance policy, which is an odd thing for an unmarried 32-year-old woman without children to do. I want to go back to Alan, but, if this was a small conspiracy, the way I said, it wouldn't necessarily have to be a deep state conspiracy you could have any small group of misanthropes, whether it's, ISIS-type people or Antifa-type people or whomever, or maybe it was one guy. Hopefully we'll be able to resolve this. But Alan from South Carolina, are you back?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Okay, would you like to finish your thoughts?
My telephone has been working against me for the last 2 days. Somehow it hung up. I'm not sure what happened, but I'm glad to be back. And I think you all are reading my mind, or I'm reading yours, one.
Brilliant minds think alike.
Well, kindred spirits, to auld lang syne, or whatever. John Statmill is better than that, than I am. I believe I left off with the two guns only necessary instead of a dozen or more. And as a matter of fact, Dr. Duke touched on some of this stuff on his own program after you all went off on rants. And unless the guy just either snapped, as David said, or is chronically mentally ill or compulsive, obsessive compulsive or something like that, there was no reason to haul a dozen to 20 firearms up into that hotel. When only two would have served a logical person for the reasons I had just finished saying when we lost contact. One, overheating if you're going to fire a lot of rounds, and two, you can get a stoppage or a blockage or something like that, and you might want to pick up another one. And then, logically, again, to our accusers who say, well, all this speculation and conspiracy theory is a bunch of bunk, I want to try to stay rational and logical. So let's go on to the rooms. They said that he had a suite of rooms on that corner of the building there. I don't know how many rooms. I think I heard like it might have been as many as 7 to 9. But even so, he might have perhaps wanted two windows to fire from to avoid immediate detection. He'd shoot out of one and then he'd go over and shoot out of the other. And like you all were discussing, or a caller was discussing, those rooms in a suite could be connected. But the question is, why would one man need a whole suite of rooms?
Well, he would want the suite of rooms. He would need the suite of rooms because he wanted to have more shooting positions. And if you notice, the windows that were shot out, one was facing kind of on a 45-degree angle. It had one field of fire, and the other one was 45 degrees more, like if he was facing the one to his left, and then he would have a different field of fire.
Right, one was sort of on the corner of the, and one was down from the corner back toward the center of the field of fire, if you will. So, exactly. But
so if it was me, if I had sniper training, If it was me, what you do is you stand back about 3 feet from the window. You never stick the gun out the window where people can see you. You stand back in the shadow so they can't see you. Pop off the first batch of rounds and then move to the next window. If you fire one gunshot, it's hard to detect where the shooter is. You fire two gunshots, and then you can kind of lock onto that, and then you know where the shooter is. And then it wouldn't take... Go ahead.
Oh, no, you finish your thought, and then we do have some other callers we'll move on to.
Right. I'm just saying that those are typical sniper tactics. And a gun, we had somebody post on Stormfront bulletin board this morning, an expert in firearms, that it was a full automatic weapon. It's not hard to make a semi-automatic full auto. It's harder to make a full auto weapon semi-automatic than it is to go the other way. So, you can weaken the grip of the sear on the trigger. The sear is a little... like a clip that hangs down that gets picked up out of the way when you fire the first round, and then that sear returns to the position to capture the hammer when the one round is fired. And many people said that the sound of the weaponry was too heavy for a 223 or an M16 or an or it'd be more like an M14 or an M60. And anybody that saw the movie First Blood with Rambo, when he gets that machine gun, he's walking around town holding that machine gun and shooting out transformers and store windows. That was an M60. That's what an M60 looks like. It's not
okay.
So let's get to the rest of the callers. I don't want to hog the time.
Okay. Hey, Alan, thanks. We'll hopefully get to the bottom of this sooner or later. Thanks for your call, Alan. And next, we will move on to John from Tennessee. John, welcome to National Bugle Radio.
Well, thank you. I'd like to think that eventually we would draw some kind of conclusion, but I tell you, I doubt it. And I was a six-year-old kid when Kennedy got shot, and we don't have any evidence yet. So anyway, God's kind of funny. He puts people in places. And I guess when I was 16, studying architecture, 18 going into the military as a weapons mechanic, 2001 came and I saw through that. I knew what that was. So, you know, there's a term in criminology called conspiracy. When you go before a judge and you're being charged with a crime, it's conspiracy to commit bank robbery or conspiracy to commit murder. And at that point, it's a theory. The evidence is presented and it turns from theory to either acquittal or fact and you're imprisoned. So for anyone to think that conspiracy theory is a bad thing are crazy in their head. Over time, you look at this stuff and the evidence mounts up and you realize that there is this huge conspiracy to take us into a one world government, a new world order, to destroy the nation, to imprison people that are free-minded, liberty-loving individuals. They're gonna, you know, they're wanting to do away with you because you're in their way. So to think that a theory, conspiracy theory, is a bad thing is just nonsense. They've made it clear. I'm in Cookeville, Tennessee right now. I think the father or whoever it is said he was in Crossville a little while ago. That's not too far away. So
yeah, I know Cookeville.
Here I am.
I live in Cookeville.
Okay, well, I'm on my way back to Nashville, which is where I live, and I can assure you that although most country music lovers may be white, they're not all white. They're Japanese and they're Chinese. Go to the Grand Ole Opry and see who's there. Mm-hmm. So to think that it's mayonnaise and, you know,
cream cheese.
Yeah, okay, that's ridiculous. And that's actually kind of insulting, and I'm not even a country music fan. I know that the country music artists, for the most part, are liberals. They're not conservatives. They're taking your money by singing these songs. But the majority of country music stars are liberals.
Mm.
So this guy, look, I don't believe there was one shooter. I don't know that there was any shooter because the guy you have on the other line said that he has sniper training and you keep the muzzle of the gun inside the building. I agree with that. You know, I was a weapons mechanic in the Air Force. You do that. But the news here is reporting that empty casings were falling on the stage 32 floors below where Jason Aldean was singing. And I don't even know what the guy looks like, but they were falling on a stage. Are you kidding me? 400 yards away or 1,000 feet away with the gun inside the room. Hot shell casings are falling on the stage in the street. Give me a break. Give me a break. Did you know that in 2012, the NDAA repealed the ban on propagandizing the American people? The Smith Month Act was repealed, and it's legal now for government propaganda outlets, ABC, can you say ABC, CBS, NBC, CNBC, Fox, CNN, all the rest of the radios that are owned by the same people, it's legal for them to feed you hogwash to get you and manipulate you to do and to beg for what they want you to have, which is keep me safe, lock me up, take all the guns. Why does a guy need 10 guns? Why does a guy need a dozen or 20 guns supposedly in that shooting? I'll tell you why. Because that's the way the script was written. And the people that write the script know nothing about automatic rifles. They know nothing about SAWs. They know nothing about AKs, 762, 54, 762, 59, Mosin. They don't know anything. That's mm-hmm. why you had so many things changing so often. Some guy gets on the back of a, talking to a reporter, no shirt on. My buddy was shot 3 times in the chest. I had someone die in my arms. They bled to death. No emotion, no adrenaline. Moments after, another guy gets called by the news in Las Vegas. They're talking to him. He's in his hospital room. Well, the doctor told me I have a bullet in my jaw. I was shot in the face. He's got clear diction. He's got his mind. He's not on any meds for pain. 500 people shot, 58 dead. You realize, people, 762 or 225 or a M60 or whatever weapon was used to be able to do that. It would be arms. It would be biceps. It would be blood all over the street. That stuff tears you up. It's not being hit with a BB or a 22 long or even a Hornet. You're getting hit with a lot of velocity, a lot of bullet weight, and it's going to mm-hmm. destroy your body. And we don't see any of that. You don't see any blood.
Are we seeing anything? I haven't had much chance to watch TV.
Well, look, we've got a media that we know for my entire life of 60 years has mm-hmm. lied to me. So what do? Liars lie. And if I lied to my wife one time, and the next time I said, honey, trust me, believe me, I didn't do it, she'd say, yeah. Hey, you lied to me. I can't believe a word you say. Yet we're taking what the media is saying and what Wolf Blitzer or Sean Hannity or any of these multimillionaires that are paid to present you with BS.
Right.
As
and
truth.
This is what I was getting at the beginning of the show. Why are we likely to look for other explanations? Well, because we know we're being lied to. Sometimes people go to reach very odd and even preposterous conclusions, but that doesn't mean we're not being lied to, right?
Well, it doesn't mean that they're odd or preposterous. It means that they can be true. But people that
sometimes
are afraid of being ridiculed or marginalized or minimalized or made fun of would rather believe the crap and just take it and swallow it. And this is upsetting to me because I don't know that anything happened. For all I know, I watched a 6 a.m. Monday morning load of BS coming over the TV, just another program. Not even the news, just another program being presented as this happened last night.
Yeah, I mean, a clear proof of what this caller is saying is the Crossville situation. Two newspapers were there. Your newspaper there in Nashville is the Tennessee. The newspaper over in this end of the state is the Knoxville News Sentinel. Both of them are affiliated with USA Today, if not owned outright by USA Today. And the story is full of falsehoods, lies, and absolutely slander. They go on in this one story saying that the leader of the traditional workers' party was seen leaving the restaurant in the beef and barrel. Well, guess what? He wasn't there at all. He was in West Virginia. And so this is how bad it, I could, if I go through these 7 pages of this news story, I would say I'm going to come up with 50 lies and misrepresentations of facts. And the only incident that I can tell you that I know what happened were the 2 recent ones that I was at, and that would have been Charlottesville, and that would have been Crossville. I know exactly what happened in Crossville, and I know pretty much what happened in Charlottesville. It was a much broader area in Charlottesville. But to say that the people that were in the park with shields battling off a gang of Antifa were crisis actors, that's preposterous. They weren't crisis actors. They were friends of mine, the guys in the park, not Antifa. Antifa, there might have been some crisis actors there to stoke the flames, more or less, or fan the flames to make it worse. But
I can guarantee you, that any, I'm sorry for interrupting, but I can guarantee you that anything that starts out good, okay, if the people that are controlling this web of lies have any idea that it can take hold and destroy their plans, will infiltrate it immediately. So yeah. Anything that's good has got their bad elements.
Read okay, thanks for your call, 1. John. Thanks for your call. And we'll be back after the break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk.
That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, and welcome back to the last few minutes of National Bugle Radio for today, October 3rd, 2017. And let's go to Murr from Wisconsin. Murr, welcome to the show.
Oh, greetings, sweeties. So nice to have you on here, Patrick and Father Francis. You know what you said about Rance and the competition? Well, he had a call in, and I was privileged to get to speak to him, and that was exactly what I addressed, how we don't need to be competitive and cold to each other like Talmud Stream Media is. You know, we can, there's plenty to go around that needs talking about. But the main thing is to not let fear, you know, this contemplation of, oh, what this and what that, that's exactly what they want, just to keep us locked down in that reptilian brain. And I feel bad for all these people with PTSD for different reasons. You really need to just breathe deeply through whatever it is you're thinking about, you know. Review memories, and if they're ones you'd rather not keep, you just review them. Good ones you relive.
Okay. Oh, that sounds good.
I have nationalbugleradio.chitango.com for you, and I put several things in there, and also about this shooting. Like I told you, apparently there really was supposed to be a jubilee. And so I got thinking on the largest scale then, Ki Bono. And I was drawn, and I have been thinking about this for a while, Adelson, and I did some research into him, and he's filled with hatred for getting beaten up for being a Jew ever since he was a poor child. And he's been known for child trafficking, you won't find about that. And where he made his money was China. Okay? And he wants a stadium there in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay?
Macau in particular, Macau.
Yes, Macau. They don't allow gambling on the mainland, see?
Right.
So they have to get over to Macau, and he wants bridges built.
Yeah, a lot of infrastructure. Well, that is it for today, I think. I didn't hear our bugle music, but I did hear some music.
Let me tell you again that nationalbugleradio.chitango.com, and I put
all this research,
if you would give that out when your show begins, at least, you know, then maybe people can come in there and share ideas.
I will do that.
Thank you
so much, Murr.
Bye-bye.
And that's it for today. Please stay tuned and come back tomorrow for another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, Does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to...
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.